Amen. God is good, isn't he, church? All God's people say amen. 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 Y'all may be seated. So last week we kind of had a little bit of a weather issue, and I know a lot of y'all weren't here. I had a little prop up here. I had a fake plant. I had a live plant, and I had a dead plant. And basically, I was asking everybody, are you fake? Because the most beautiful plant was fake, okay? Are you dead? I still got dead leaves in the car that I got to get out from the dead plant. Are you alive? All week, I can't quit thinking about God breathing life into us again. You know, sometimes when you lose hope, sometimes when you've been walking with God for years and years and years, and sometimes you just need that fresh touch from God once again. And so if you were here last week, I hope you remember, but we ended in Ezekiel 37, and that's where we're going to begin again today, is Ezekiel 37. And all week I can't get this off of my mind, and you know, it's I don't know if I've ever use the same verses from one week to the next, and I'm not using the whole same sermon, but these verses just keep coming to my mind, and I feel like we need to begin with this again today. Ezekiel 37, verse 1, it says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. It was full of bones. I don't know, I remember as a kid walking through the cow pastures and stuff, and you'd see a skull or you'd see a bone, and of course we'd all get a stick and mess with it and throw it and stuff, but I've never been to a place where there's a whole bunch of bones. But sometimes I wonder if that's what God sees when he's looking down at his church in America today. A valley of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? You know, as I look around, churches closing their door every day. I think I shared with y'all when me and Amanda and Crystal went to Tulsa to see Dolores, and we'd stopped at a little town to eat. And there was this great, big, beautiful church in the middle of town, all boarded up. Nobody's there. It's dead. Church on Highway 71 has become a preschool. No one's there. I think sometimes in a church you get a spirit in there of discord. You get a spirit in there of a lost hope. And you look around and you go, can we be alive once again? Can we live once again? And you guys might say, Pete, I don't understand. Well, open your eyes and maybe you'll understand, because sometimes it just seems like a church loses hope and they just get content and they quit seeking God, and before long, they're dead. They're dead in their spiritual life. They're dead in their walk with God. They're dead and they're serving God. Can we live again? Can there be life in us again? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is encouraging, church. Because if you felt dead in your walk with God, God's saying to you this morning, I can bring you back to life. I can bring you back to life. Verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesizing, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. When I think of that, when I hear those words, I think of the older I get, and when I get up sometimes, you guys ever hear bone to bone crackle and pop, and the older I get, it's like snap, crackle, pop. I'm Rice Krispies, you know, with all the rattling going on inside of me. But here, God is bringing these bones back to life. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. You know, there's nobody here this morning that's not covered in skin, thank the Lord. But is there the breath of God living in us this morning? Putting that up. Is there the breath of God living in us this morning? Then he said to me, verse 9, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Lord says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. That's where I ended last week. A vast army ready to get up and get to work. To listen to our commanding officer, our Lord and Savior, and get ready. God wants to breathe a new life into you this year. He does. He wants to breathe a new life into me and you. He doesn't want us to be a pile of dead bones. People just walking around without breath of God living in us. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. I believe there's many today that have lost hope. They've lost hope. Can God still move? Can God fix this? Can God do anything in my life, in the church's life? Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you. And you will live, and I will settle in your own land. And I will settle in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. See, what I see so often with God is He likes to take the things that seem impossible and make them into something amazing that nobody thought could happen, that nobody thought could take place. When I was reading and studying this, I'd read this about this, and I'm going to read it. It says that Ezekiel felt he was speaking to the dead as he preached to the exiles because they rarely responded to his message. But these bones responded, and just as God brought life to the dead bones, he would bring life again to his spiritually dead people. God wants to bring life to me and you today. Are we dead? Are we dead? Do we know we're dead if we are dead? What is going on in your day-to-day walk with God? I'm not talking about Sunday morning service. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Jonah chapter 2 now. Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've read Jonah. Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. It said, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Some of y'all may feel like you're inside a fish this morning. Some of you may feel that desperation, like there's no hope. If I was swallowed by a whale, I would feel like there's no hope. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. I think it was Christmas that I was talking about the Jesus, that today salvation has come, and I talked about Peter walking on water, and when he began to sink, and when he cried out immediately, the Lord reached down and pulled him up out of the water. And church, can I tell you this morning that God's listening? He's listening for your cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the sea, and the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I know that there's people that's feeling like that in their life. Like the waves just keep crashing in, and the waves just keep crashing in. Have you guys ever been in the ocean and had the waves start breaking over you, and you lost your footing, and you're trying to stand up, and all at once you're hit again, and you're hit again, and you go, oh! Panic can set in a hurry, right? Those waves just beating against you. That's how life is sometimes. You think this is okay, and then all at once this is falling apart, and this is falling apart, and this is falling apart. I don't know why, I just thought of my mom this week, the new year. She started off the new year, her car broke down being towed, her central heat unit went out, and there was one other thing. There was three things that happened to her this week. I can't remember the other one. And she's like, what a way to start the year. Three things right in a row. Isn't that the way it goes with life, though? It's like when one thing happens and another thing happens and another thing happens, you just pay off this doctor bill and all at once a new one comes in the mail or whatever it is. Waves breaking over us. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I look again towards your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath bared me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord. God wants to bring your life up from the pit this morning. Dry bones, no hope. God wants to bring you back to life. Verse 7 says, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayers rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. See, if we're looking for our hope, if we're looking for our salvation, if we're looking for our peace and our joy in anything other than the Lord, we're forfeiting His grace. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What have I vowed? I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. Deliverance comes from the Lord. God wants to bring us up out of the pit. God wants to breathe a new life back into you this morning. And I don't care if you've been a Christian for 20, 30, 40, 50 years or 6 months, however you've been walking with God. Where are you at today? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. The end of John 10:10 says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest, or have it more abundantly. God came to set you free. God came to bring salvation to your home. God came to breathe life into you. And so many of us, it seems like we're the dry bones. We've lost our joy. We've lost our hope. We feel like we're Jonah in the belly of a whale and the waves crashing in on us. This is the day that the Lord has made. Are we ready to live once again? Are we ready to seek God once again? Isaiah 43:15 is where we're going to next. And these verses have been on my mind for about 3 weeks. I shared some of them with Crystal. I think she shared it with y'all on a Wednesday night. Tim read some of them. And this is what I taught on in the youth Wednesday night. And I'm just excited to share. I gotta be honest, I'm excited to share. It says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Okay? What's he talking about there? He's talking about when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, and what, they're getting closed in by an army, and they've got a sea in front of them, and they're, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Sometimes in our lives, we feel like, what are we going to do? The enemy's coming in behind us, there's no pathway forward, and what are we going to do? But God made a way through the waters. He made a way, and God wants to make a way for you and me this morning. Verse 18, don't miss this. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. We need to forget about the past. Today. When I say forget about the past, I mean, it's done. You can't change it. We need to, what we like to focus on as a church is the good old days. Remember when we had 50 youth coming and the church camps that we had? Wow. You remember that? There's few of you might, not many of you. Remember the good old, remember a few years ago when all these young people were coming? What happens is we begin to focus so much on the past, focus on our past accomplishments, focus on what we used to do that God can't use us for today. Because we're always thinking about what could have been, what should have been, what might have been. God says, I want to do something new today. I want to do something new today. Forget about the past. Some of us are hung up in the past of a past sin, past regrets. Man, I blew it with my wife. I blew it with my kids. I blew it with God. I rebelled and I sinned. God says, I'll forgive you. Let's put it under the blood. Let's get it in the past. But let's start looking forward to what He wants to do today. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert, in a stream, in a wasteland. I want you to think about that. A desert's dry, barren, dry bones. You might be dry and barren this morning. A stream brings water. It brings life. God wants to put a stream in the wasteland, make it a way in the desert. That's what He wants to do with you today. But if we're hung up on the past, He can't. You guys been driving and you look back and what happens? You go all over the road, right? Walking, you look back. You walk into the wall if you're not careful. You'll stub your toe on something. Too many of us are looking back. And God's saying, I want to do something new today. Today. I want to use you today. But God, I'm just so dry. I'm just so empty on the inside. God, I've been hurt. My feelings been hurt. People's hurt me. People that I thought I could trust that would never leave my side has left my side. They've rebelled. They've done this. They've done that. We've all felt that way. We've all got an excuse. Has everybody in here got an excuse? I do. I've had my feelings hurt. I've been disappointed in people. I've been let down. I've had my heart broken. And if I live in that, I'm never going to be useful for the kingdom of God. Because why? I'm not going to trust the next person. They might hurt me. I'm not going to step out because, God, I felt like you didn't answer that prayer. And we get caught in this that we're not looking and living for today. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Verse 20, the wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert, streams in the wasteland. There it is again, water and streams and what God is providing for you and me today in this desert of a life, in this wasteland of a life that you might be in right now. Maybe you feel like, man, my life's good. I don't know what you're talking about, Pete. Beware. Is your life good with God, or is your life good in worldly sense? See, we can be beautiful. I wish y'all had been here last week. It was a good message. I liked it. We can be beautiful on the outside. And life can seem so great. But we're fake. And we're dead. What's going on the inside of you this morning? The people I form for myself, that I may proclaim my praise, that they may proclaim my praise, yet you have not called upon me, O Jacob. You have not wearied yourself for me, O Israel. Is that us this morning? Have we not called on God? You have not brought me sheep for burnt offering, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offering, nor wearied you with the demands for incense. You have not bought any fragrance, calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifice. But you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Did y'all hear that? That's good news. He remembers your sins no more. He blots out your transgressions. Church, God wants to do a new thing in you this year. He wants to do a new thing with this body of believers. But if we're living in the past, whether it's past sin and mistakes or past failures, He can't do anything. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we straining ahead? Are we forgetting what is behind? You know, so many people in the new year, they just start over. I'm not really like that, but I need to get like that. Start over. It's a new year. I need to be like that every day. Start over. It's a new day. God, what do you got for me today? How can I live? How can I serve you? How can I seek you? How can I, in this wasteland of a world that I live in, be a stream? How can I live in a new way and not get caught up in past success or past failures? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." Are you alive today? Has the new come into your life? Or are you still a pile of bones? Are you a pile of bones? I'm going to end with this. And it's a little test to see where you're at. 1 John 3:14 says, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death." Well, I love people. Sometimes. Just be honest. Verse 16 says, "This is how we know." If you guys missed everything else, listen to this. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. See, you can say how much you love. We can talk a good talk all day. If I asked Crystal to fix my favorite meal and she kept saying, "Oh yeah, I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it." And then dinner time comes and there's nothing on the stove, and then it's time for bed and there's nothing on the stove. Am I going to be hungry? I'm going to be hungry about 5 minutes past dinner time. By the time bedtime comes, I'm going to be starving. If she keeps saying, oh, just wait. I'm going to make it. And then I wake up for breakfast and there's still no food. And then I go to the next day and the next day, and she never does make me any food. Is it doing me any good? But she can tell me how much she loves me. She can tell me how she's going to fix my favorite meal. But if it's never put into action, and see, I think that that's part of the dry bones and the no hope, is that we've not put our Christian life into action, into living it each and every day. It's amazing how my life changes when I begin to put what I believe into action. I say I believe, I say I trust God. Do I really? Do I live it out? Or do I worry? Do I fret? Have I become dry bones? Have you become dry bones? This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. There's some of you that maybe you've been living in condemnation. Right now, this is the day. Confess it. Repent of it. It's under the blood. Jesus says, I'm going to blot it out. It's a new beginning. Let me breathe a new life into you for this new year. Let's start doing a new thing. I get hung up with the old things. The older I get, it changes. You know, when I first graduated high school, it was all the things that I did in high school. And then when my kids were born, things kind of changed. And then it was all about my kids, and remember when they did this, and remember when they did that. And then, you know, in church, and remember when we used to do this, and remember when we used to do that. And, you know, and I remember a see after the poll that we had so many kids in here that we had to bring chairs and put them in the aisle. How's that do me any good today, remembering that? Well, yeah, that was great. But if I wish we had that again. Well, you know what? I need to quit talking. I need to take action and start following what God has for me for today. What He's placed in front of me today. Breathing life into me, breathing life into you, and not wallowing in condemnation, not wallowing in past sins, not wallowing in past success. This morning, if you feel like you're dry, if you feel like you've lost all hope, if you feel like your bones, so to speak, God wants to flow a river of life into you today. He wants to put a new hope. He wants to breathe new breath into you. You know, there's been times at my job that I've been so frustrated and so angry. Nothing really had changed. But I just get so sick of it. But I know it will pass with time, and then all at once I enjoy my job again, and I enjoy the people I work with. And really the only thing that's changed is my attitude. My boss acts the same. It's the same kind of work. Some days hard, some days easy. But my attitude changed. Maybe this morning we all need an attitude adjustment. An attitude adjustment of the way that we're living our lives. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word this morning. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit is talking to every person in this room. Father, that You're seeking out in each and every one of us, Lord, those areas that we've been feeling regret, that we've been feeling condemnation. Lord, that right now we would confess those sins, that we would repent of it, that we would say, this is a day for a new beginning. This is a day for new life. Father, for those of us, Lord, that we just feel dry, we feel like we've lost all hope. We feel like we are just a pile of bones. Father, I pray right now that you would begin to, that your river of living water would flow into each and every person in this room, that we would have a new hope. Father, a new beginning, Lord, that this is the day that we begin to seek you for those new things that you're going to do this year, those new successes, Father, that you're going to make a way this week at work. You're going to make a way this week at school. You're going to make a way, Lord, this week at home, wherever we're at, to follow you, to seek you. Father, that our desire would be to serve you. In this new year, Father, may we have a hope. Lord, knowing that this isn't our home, but that heaven awaits us. Lord, I pray for much mercy and much grace for the person this morning that feels like they might be in the belly of the whale. And it feels like every time they stand up, they're hit again and they're hit again. Father, for encouragement, that your Holy Spirit might just come and speak to them this morning. May thy will be done with every heart, with every mind, with every soul in this room. May thy will be done. May you breathe new life into us. May we get excited about what you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Y'all would please stand. If you need prayer for anything this morning, don't hesitate. Come to these altars. You need a refreshing, come to these altars. Don't miss an opportunity for what God wants to do in your life. In your life, making a new way. May this just be the beginning of the greatest year we've ever known. However the Lord leads. I have an excitement in my spirit. I've had it for about the last 2 weeks that I hadn't felt in years. I don't know what it is, but God's going to do something. God wants to do something with us. With your life and with my life. And it's not just with words, but with our actions. And it's living out our faith each and every day. Don't miss it. You can put on a good act to me. You can put on a good act to all of us. But God knows what's on the inside. Don't miss it. It's a new beginning today. Cry out. Pray. God help me. I don't even want to get out of bed. I don't even want to go to church. I don't even want to go to work. I just feel empty. Cry out. He already knows it. And let him breathe new life into you. And start living for him. Right now. And let's get ready for what God's going to do this year. And be prepared. Tonight, 6:30. We'll see what happens. Hayden Keith is the guy's name, I believe. God's told him to move to China in February. He's going quick. We're going to take up a love offering for him tonight. Pray about what God would have you give. And elders meeting at 5:30. Love you, church.